This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It is March 13th, and on this date in 1868, the United States Senate began the first ever impeachment trial against a president. After the House had impeached him on February 24th, Andrew Johnson was at the center of a, quote, rupture of ideologies in the aftermath of the American Civil War. It basically boiled down to who would be in charge of the country at that time, those too sympathetic toward the South and not enough toward the former slaves, of whom Johnson was one, and the Republicans. Said Representative William D. Kelly, calling for the impeachment of Johnson, quote, "Sir, the bloody of untilled fields of the 10 unreconstructed states and the unsheeted ghosts of the 2,000 murdered Negroes in Texas cry for the impeachment of Andrew Johnson." The trial would last until May, when the Senate voted to acquit Johnson, falling one vote short of the two-thirds necessary to convict. And it was on this date in 1942 that a division of the United States Army began training a new set of individuals, dogs. The newly established War Dog Program, or the Canine Corps, was put into place. Dogs had played a pivotal role in World War I, carrying messages along the trenches while at the same time providing a sense of comfort to the soldiers. After it was over, though, the practice of training dogs for the military stopped. Until World War II erupted, it was reestablished and dogs were trained for the U.S. Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.